This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hope you're around for the pregame. You heard my commentary about what happened in Nevada. We went from dominating every single office at every level of government statewide to losing every single office statewide and every single level of government in only 4 years. And what was the big difference in those 4 years? A governor, a Republican governor who was literally a traitor, not to America. I'm not being exaggerative here. He's not a traitor to America, but a traitor to Republican voters. He was a traitor to everything I believe in. He's a traitor to everything he's said on the campaign trail. Why, you know, if I'm a businessman and I lie to you, everybody says, oh, put him out of business, a liar. Put him in jail. Put him out of business. Bankrupt him. He's terrible. Let's pick at him. Why does nobody ever point out that politicians who lie should lose their jobs? Politicians who lie should be disgraced. See, here's the thing. A lot of people like what Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval did. A lot of people find him a wonderful governor. Those people didn't vote for him. Okay, the people that voted for him got screwed over. Republicans with conservative values voted for Brian Sandoval and elected him twice, like me. And he screwed us over. He ripped us off. He misrepresented. He lied. He did all the wrong things that displeased us. And he did all great things that made liberals happy. So all the liberals have wonderful things to say about him. Just like liberals said great things about John McCain when he died. Liberals said great things about George H.W. Bush when he died. Liberals are going to say great things about Bob Dole when he dies. The list is long of Republicans who give in to Democrats, compromise, do stupid things that please Democrats, and completely screw over their own Republican voters, and then they lose the election. You never gain by screwing over your own voters. So, except at your funeral. When you die, they'll eulogize you as a great man if you screwed over Republican voters. All the Democrats will step up and go, what a great person you are. Because Democrats love dead Republicans who lost because they screwed over Republican voters. They love that. So that's why we lost Nevada, and that's a lesson for the entire country. Now, today, we're going to have Bill O'Reilly's talking points momentarily. But I just want to mention today was the trial disgrace for General Flynn. You know, everybody on the right thought that maybe the whole case would be thrown out today because of the disgraceful way that Robert Mueller has treated General Flynn. And I mean, the whole thing is fraud. They just set him up and they destroyed this poor man who's a 3-star general and a military hero and a great veteran. And they destroyed him and they should have thrown the case out. Instead, a Clinton-appointed judge screamed and berated General Flynn and called him a traitor and he's guilty of treason, maybe. Then he had to come back and apologize. Dan Abrams, who's the legal analyst for ABC and used to be the head of all programming for MSNBC, Dan Abrams is not a conservative. If anything, he's a big liberal New York City Democrat. Dan Abrams even says this was some sort of a travesty. He says Flynn either got railroaded, the judge is either unprepared or vindictive, but Michael Flynn got railroaded. When a liberal Democrat from New York City in the TV business tells you Flynn got railroaded, you know that Flynn got railroaded. Wow. What a travesty to be an American hero, get a dressing down from a Clinton-appointed judge who calls you terrible names, then has to apologize. It makes me think something weird happened, because a couple of days ago it looked like this judge was going to rule against Mueller, and all of a sudden what happened? I don't know. Did Deep State get to him? I don't know. But all of a sudden he changed his mind. Just like, isn't that funny how Judge John Roberts at the Supreme Court ruled against Obamacare and killed it? You didn't know that, did you? Unless you watch my show. Then he came back in the chamber and said, hold the presses, don't print my majority decision. Killing Obamacare, I've changed my mind, it's going to be 5-4, saving Obamacare with my majority decision. I'm switching my vote. Somebody got to him. And somebody might have gotten to this judge, too, because he overreacted and then was embarrassed and had to apologize. Something weird happened to this judge. I'll tell you all about it when we get back. Right now, it's time for Bill O'Reilly's Talking Points.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and this is the Talking Points Memo. Have you ever heard of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust? FACT, that's the acronym. The Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. It's a good organization. I never even heard of it until this week, but I've checked it out now. They have put out a list of the most corrupt politicians in the country, 2018. And it's fascinating. It's a fascinating list. And I want to point out two names to you, because I think you might know these names, and this is really interesting. So FACT says that the worst ethics violators of this year are Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, and Kamala Harris, the senator from California. Now, they join a list. They're on the list of the worst violators for ethics. Here's why, okay? They solicited money, campaign money, based on their involvement in the confirmation hearings of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That is against the law. Okay? Quote, senators are prohibited from campaign fundraising tied to their official duties. Unquote. So, Senator Warren and Senator Harris, two uber leftists, all right, broke the law, the ethical law. Now, I don't think they could be charged with a felony, but they certainly could be charged with campaign finance violations. Isn't that interesting? Because they solicited money while involved in a confirmation process. Now, why is this important? It basically goes to the point of whether any politician, your senators, your congressmen, your governor, what else, are looking out for you and are honest, or it's all about them. I'm putting the number at 75% all about them. As you may know, I chose Senator Lindsey Graham as the no-spin man of the year on BillO'Reilly.com. I did that because Senator Graham put himself at risk by criticizing his fellow senators who were trying to deny Brett Kavanaugh his due process, his presumption of innocence. We all saw what Senator Graham did. But he didn't do it just for Brett Kavanaugh. He saved Kavanaugh. I believe that's why Senator Collins of Maine voted for Kavanaugh, because of Graham. So he saved him. But he was looking out for me and for you and for every other American. If we don't have due process, if we don't have the presumption of innocence, we lose a tremendous right. So Lindsey Graham, all right, showed the country what an honest politician who was really looking out for the nation can do. Meantime, at the same time, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren were trying to get money based on them denying Brett Kavanaugh due process. There's a website called PJ Media, and on that website, there's an article about the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. I thought it was a brilliant article. It ran down everything that Dr. Ford had alleged. And then it ran down what evidence she had to back up every single thing she said. No evidence on any of it. Not a shred of evidence. The article really put it in perspective for me, all right, as a journalist and an American. And I said, whoa, look at this. Now, I have never criticized Dr. Ford. I have never called her a name or made a judgment on what she said, other than to tell you there isn't any evidence at all to back it up. And to report that Dr. Ford received close to $1 million in GoFundMe money, where she can use it for anything she wants, and to report that she hired the most radical left attorneys in the country to represent her. Those are important things. So, that Kavanaugh deal was probably the biggest political story of the year. Probably. That was a turning point in our nation. And now we know more about it. And in the months ahead, there's nobody investigating it from the mainstream media. They wanted Kavanaugh to be convicted without any proof. They don't like Kavanaugh because he's a fairly conservative man. So you're not going to get an investigation. But more and more things are going to come out. So you keep your eye on it. That is the Talking Points Memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax, reminding you that I do commentary every night on BillO'Reilly.com, and it's going to be free next week, Christmas week, for everybody to see, so I hope you check it out. Killing the SS, number one book in the country, 5 weeks. Great Christmas gift. We hope you check that out as well, and I will see you soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, I told you I'd mention Dan Abrams, the legal analyst, chief legal analyst for ABC. He's also was the head of programming for MSNBC. I believe he's the host of PD Live, which is one of the biggest hits in all of cable TV. But he's a big New York liberal, big New York liberal Democrat. And even Dan Abrams says Michael Flynn got railroaded. Judge either unprepared or vindictive. ABC News chief legal analyst, Mediaite founder Dan Abrams says Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, got railroaded at a sentencing hearing on Tuesday. We'll hear more about it when we get back. I'll fill you in on the details. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment is VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Kip Herridge is my great pal, and we've been pals for almost 20 years. And I've watched his newsletter for 15 years. He's beaten Wall Street 14 out of 15 years. It's free for the next 2 weeks to all of you. No strings attached. Free. Great Christmas gift for the man or woman in your life who loves stocks and investing and economics, or, you know, making money based on the economy. The guy's amazing. Nostradamus of investing. He's beaten Wall Street 14 out of 15 years. Go to VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. Tell him Wayne Root sent you, and 2 weeks are free. Check it out. VRAinsider.com. A big fan of the show. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn-Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, my viewers on Newsmax TV, I'm Wayne Allen Root. My listeners on USA Radio, you're getting educated. You got the swing of it. You know, I generally don't take calls till half past, then I take calls for the rest of the show. So everybody lines up around now and half past to get on the phone lines right now. They're empty. They're empty. Right now you can get on. And everybody used to line up at the beginning of the show, and then they realized for a half hour you're going to sit there, might as well watch the show and then call up at half past. Except for one little problem with that theory. When you're the first one lined up, you know you're getting on the show. If you wait till half past, the phone lines are busy and you never get on, or you line up and you don't make it to number four. We only take three calls that night. So it's better to line up early anyway, and somebody's lined up right now. And I'm going to reward someone who lined up now. I never take calls this early, but I'm going to take one. It's Troy in Reno on line one, because he was smart enough to line up early, and I'm going to prove that we reward success and initiative here, like all good Republicans on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Troy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, you're the greatest. You are the only radical talk show conservative that has the guts to take real calls.
Are we certain that I'm radical? I don't really like that phrase, radical, because liberals
are crazy. You're radical for the truth, and that's what matters. You're unafraid.
I like that. I like that. That's good.
That's the truth. There's no smoke.
All right, what do you want to say?
I've had the good fortune, I'm sorry, to drive around people like General Joe Dunford and an admiral I'm under a non-disclosure with here in Reno, so I can't mention him, but Chuck Volkerson, all those people. And I asked them all the same question. I got to pray with Mike Pence, and on the phone, I asked him, and he said, well, I'll get that to the president. I never heard anything, and that's fine. I wouldn't anyway. What my question is why the president's not using this Russian investigation to his advantage, which, in other words, if you're going to get the radical deep state, you have to do radical things.
Right. Agreed.
Declare martial law. Say, you know, there might be something to this. The Democrats might be right. And I'm so concerned about the United States and our sovereignty that I'm ordering military intelligence from all branches. I'm going to handpick my own military intelligence teams to investigate this themselves. Myself and all politicians, the press agencies themselves, have teams of these people go into the press headquarters of each ABC, CBS, and NBC immediately to make sure they don't get rid of information and clear computers and shred documents in order to assist them for democracy. We're going to investigate all the politicians, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may, because I have nothing to hide, and if anybody on my staff has something to hide, too bad.
Well, I agree with you, but you don't need martial law. There's no reason for the word martial law. I wouldn't do that, but I would certainly go after all the politicians. I would have immediate investigations of the Clinton Foundation and the Obama Foundation and all of Obama's deeds while president of the United States, including using the IRS to go after Wayne Allyn to try and destroy my life. That's a terrible crime right there. I am a witness to Obama's crime. Obama should go to prison for using the IRS to go after his critics. I'm sure he cleared his tracks, though. See, I'm sure he covered his tracks. I'm sure he had Valerie Jarrett make the calls, not him. But the end result is the call emanated from the White House, I guarantee you, against Wayne Allyn Root, because I always said I was his college classmate at Columbia. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. And all the other classmates I've met in my lifetime, and I've met hundreds of them, never heard of him, never met him, never saw him. These are all big liberals who donated to Obama and voted for Obama and love Obama, but they still, at Columbia University, were honest enough to say never saw him. They just don't think like me that something was wrong. They just say, I don't know him. Did you know him? No. Did you know anyone who knew him? No. Don't you think that's weird? No, it's not weird. I support Obama. But nobody ever saw the guy. So anyway, he used the IRS to destroy me, as sure as I'm standing here. He didn't destroy me, Obama. I got a TV show on national TV where I rant about you all night long. So actually, you were good for me. So thank you, Obama, but you should be in prison. In any case, I agree with you. We got to go after him, and there should be tribunals, should be hundreds of politicians arrested, hundreds of deep state criminals arrested, hundreds of agency heads arrested who have done damage to the United States of America, and they're traitors to this country. And I think that's why the judge freaked out at Flynn tonight and screamed, you are a traitor, you committed treason, because he's the bad guy. That judge is a deep state judge. All these guys are overreacting because they're the bad guy. And this is classic Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror whenever you are, accuse the other guy. Roy, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Roy from Reno. Good man. Let's take Mary from Cape Cod. Actually, you know what? How much time's left, Chris? Oh, right. Okay. All right. So we're going out right now. And so we'll take Mary when we get back. We'll take Mike when we get back. We'll take Diane from Pennsylvania. Lots of great people on the line. I want to mention Sam Landis, speaking of great people. He sponsors this show. He's the best IRS tax attorney in the world, speaking of the IRS. And he helped me beat him not once but twice during the Obama administration when they came after me with all guns blazing. Sam beat him. And he beat him twice, and he beat him good. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everybody needs a Sam Landis in their life. He's got a program now that can help you solve most tax problems for a monthly fee of $190. Wow. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or go to WeHelpYou.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
All sides seem to be talking regarding a funding bill that would fund the government and stop a partial government shutdown. Although Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News There's one thing people seem to forget when we have all this talk about shutdowns.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down, because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential. We keep paying them.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to FBI agents about contact he had with top Russian officials. Now, that was delayed for 90 days. Meanwhile, stocks were in positive territory today, with the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 23,676. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250AC, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you're a relentless warrior. I'm the Trump warrior, the middle class warrior, conservative warrior, capitalist evangelist, American made, and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world but the great USA. If you're watching me right now on Newsmax TV, you can listen to me 3 hours a day on USA Radio Network. All you do is go to usaradio.com. That's it. USARadio.com. Click on Listen Live Now, and you got Wayne Root every day from 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 3 to 6 West Coast, 5 to 8 Central. Nice that I've got all that memorized, right? If you're listening right now to Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, you can watch me every day at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. You can do that on Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, many cable systems. We just added quite a few new ones, including Comcast Xfinity. And you can also watch us on NewsmaxTV.com after the show. You can watch us at YouTube stream live during the show. Lots of ways to watch us. So make sure you're watching or listening. But if you like to watch an hour, why not listen 3 hours on USA Radio? My website's RootForAmerica.com. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you love the show and want to see more of it, you can let Newsmax know, war@newsmax.com. I don't get those emails. Only Newsmax executives do, war@newsmax.com. And also, last but not least, Twitter. You can find me at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot at Twitter. All right, Synagenics, sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll take all our calls for the rest of the show. Synagenics, founded in 1997, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. healthy aging, all the above. They're great stuff. And here's the deal. They personalize every single treatment and every single program and every single meeting with you and their physicians. They got the best anti-aging physicians in the world with the most cutting-edge information. And here's what they did for me. You could tell on national TV. I've lost a lot of weight. I've gained a lot of muscle. I look the best in I don't know, 20, 25 years. I look like I've lost at least 10 years off my life. I've lost about 10 pounds of weight. I've gained about 15 pounds of muscle, I believe. And I just look sleek under the suit, man. I look like a ninja. If you're a conservative and you want to beat the liberals, you got to live a long time and you got to be healthy. You can't beat them if you're sick, right? If you got diabetes or cancer or heart disease or stroke, you can't beat them. This is my fountain of youth. I love these guys. Synagenics. Call them for your free, no obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. They've even given me an extra hour and a half every day of my life because I used to work out 2 hours a day. Now I work out 30 minutes, but I work out their way, which is a better way, and that's why I've lost weight and gained muscle, even though I'm working out far less. 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. Great Christmas gift, Cenogenics.com. Free, no obligation consultation. Tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. Let's grab some calls. I said I was going to take, was it Mary I was on or Diane? Who's on? Mary in Cape Cod. Line 2, Mary, Wayne Allen Root. How are you, darling?
Hi, Wayne. I'll try to make it quick, but I've been watching for about a year and a half, and I really appreciate that. You know, I found it. I mean, I'm 61. I've never voted, but I voted for President Trump.
Thank you. Why are you crying, Mary? Because you're so proud you voted for President Trump?
I'm just so upset.
You're upset at the way they're hounding him? Are you upset at the way they're hounding him, the deep state's trying to destroy him? Are you upset at the way the deep state...
I just appreciate what he's doing. I watch Newsmax from 5 to 9 every night. And, you know, I'm glad that everything's going out there, you know. But, you know, this Sharia fraction of the Muslims where they mutilate children so they can't enjoy sex, and the court upheld it and said it's okay. It's barbaric. You know, how in this world did America ever come to this?
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, you can do this to children.
Mary, a lot of bad things are happening. That's all I could tell you. My viewers know that I've celebrated and championed President Trump, but I'm very disappointed today in him. Now, again, I reserve judgment. Maybe he's got something else in mind that I don't know about, but today he gave $10.5 billion, or not he, as in Trump himself, but our government announced they're giving $10.5 billion to Mexico and Central America, and they can't get the money for the wall. What? You can't find $10 billion for the wall, but you got $10 billion for Mexico and Central America? I thought Trump was going to, A, build the wall, and B, find a way to build the wall, find a way to fund it, and C, I thought he was going to cut off most foreign aid to countries that aren't our friends. Mexico's not our friend. Central America's not our friend. And I'm very disappointed in the deep state because I think, you know, they've gotten the better of Trump for the last month. They punched him around good. And I think maybe either has other plans, either he's got a plan we don't know about and we're going to find out soon after the first of the year, or maybe he's beaten down a little bit. At this point, maybe he feels like it's lost. Maybe he doesn't even want to run again. He was winning so big as of 6 months ago, and I listed his accomplishments here every day, and they were all fantastic. He was beating the deep state, and they just doubled down and tripled down and quadrupled down, and they've come after him like nothing I've ever seen. And I think he's feeling beaten down, and I think he's losing. He's giving up. I don't know. I don't know that Donald Trump, so I don't think... I hope that's not the case, but at this moment, I feel a little bit upset and angry and depressed at what's happening, and a little bit disappointed that Trump isn't fighting back harder. He's got to build the wall. Stop telling me it can't get done on the same day you give $10 billion to Central America and Mexico? That's ridiculous. That's the opposite of what Donald Trump was supposed to accomplish. So I will tell you, I think he's given up. Too soon, unless he's got some plan I don't know about, and you're going to find out he sneaks it in over the holiday or sneaks it in on January 1st. We'll see. We'll see. Mary, thank you for the call. I appreciate the fact you were crying real tears, not like liberals' crocodile tears. You're a very nice lady, and you must really love Trump, and you're proud of Trump, and you can't stand how he's being surrounded and fought and pulled and pushed and kicked and spit on, and everything else liberals can do to him, and the D.C. swamp can do to him, and the deep state can do to him. You're upset, and I am too. But I'm also a little upset at him. How do you allow the government to announce $10 billion, the figure you should have gotten for the wall, and instead we're giving it to Mexico and Central America? Now, that's horrendous. That's abomination, and that's embarrassing. That's a big mistake by Donald Trump. And based on the emails and the texts I'm getting, a lot of Trump supporters are feeling very bad today, and they're losing hope in him, and he's losing them. So he better do something to get him back quickly. And you can't lose Wayne Root. If you lose Wayne Root, you've lost everything. You know, here's the problem, President Trump, if you're watching, and I know he's watched this show. If you're watching, George H.W. Bush was at first mistrusted by conservatives like me. And we didn't like it when Reagan named him as the VP. But then he proved himself a loyal VP for 8 years, and then we liked him. And then he ran for president. We liked him, and we elected him. And then he abandoned us. He said no new taxes. Then he raised taxes. He got everybody mad. He lost his support. He lost his base. He turned us off, and then he lost. And I'm telling you, nothing good can come of compromising with liberals. You give money to Mexico and Central America. You let liberals win. You look foolish. You look weak. You let yourself look weak, and you're going to lose your base. I don't care how much people love Donald Trump. If you look weak and you prove that you were no good for us, that you didn't change anything, those families at the border who lost their loved ones, you did nothing for them? You had lots of big talk, but you didn't back it up with a wall ever? It's been 2 years, you never come close? You didn't shut down government? You huffed and puffed and said you'd blow the house down? You never shut down government? Well, why not? Because you don't want to do it before Christmas? Because weak McConnell told you not to? So what are you going to do? I challenge you, President Trump, to not lose your base, who's losing faith in you today for the first time. What are you going to do about General Flynn? You got to pardon him. Don't let this go on. Pardon him. What are you going to do with this Army guy? I guess he was he wasn't a Navy SEAL. He was another branch of Special Forces. I think he was a Green Beret. And they're charging him with murder. Pardon him. He murdered. It's not murder to kill an enemy who murdered two of your friends. That's not murder. We got to get America back. And as of 6 months ago, Trump was doing it. And he was the most successful conservative president ever. And then as of today, we're all kind of depressed. And we're down in our spirits. And we think you're losing. You got to do something to get the mojo back. All right. Jason in Georgia on line one. Jason, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yeah, this whole thing is disgusting, but I've got 20 years in healthcare, and I actually testified in 2010 in the Georgia Congress about illegal immigrants, and people do not understand that the welfare and Section 8 and all those are not computer police databases. So you can put in fake numbers, and they're on it all the time. I've actually got an investigation in California, and you ought to call them up and have them on your show, and they'll tell you all sorts of stuff there. They own Kinko's, the cartels do, for all these fake documents. They cut the veteran programs to put illegals on it, especially in California with the Medi-Cal. They're putting illegals with driver's licenses that have no state hologram on the driver's license. And if you call up in my state of Georgia, they're not even allowed to ask citizenship for those programs.
Yeah, so it's terrible.
Totally
terrible.
Right. And the one last thing, they said all these indictments say USA versus Michael Flynn. You know what? I'm part of the USA, and you are too. Take me out of it. We ought to set up a GoFund page. And
they have. There is a GoFund page for Mike Flynn. There is. And everybody should give to it. I actually have the article here. Interesting that you said that because I downloaded it. I forgot about it. Let's see. There is a this Christmas season, please remember to donate to the Michael T. Flynn Defense Fund. Let me see if I can find out where it is. I give you some good information. Please donate to the Michael T. Flynn Legal Defense Fund. Donate to a family in need, but it doesn't say where it is. So I guess just Google Michael T. Flynn Legal Defense Fund, and all of us can put in a little Christmas cheer for Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, because it's a disgrace what they've done to him. I agree with you. Terrible stuff. Thank you, Jason, in Georgia. And more importantly, Jason pointed out, the shenanigans going on with illegals in this country is such a joke, and everybody's afraid to say it. They're all voting. It's all going on. They're out voting us because they're illegally showing up. The rest of the country split. They show up, and Democrats get elected because they add the extra edge that puts them over the top. They're out voting us with people that aren't even legally in the United States of America. They are criminals. They only committed a crime coming here. They committed another crime with voter ID, with ID theft. They stole someone's social security number, and they're signed up for 50 kinds of welfare. And this country is so out of control. Someone's got to stop it. I thought Trump was that man. I hope Trump's that man. Donald Trump, stop it. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Just a couple things to tell you about around the country, around the world. Shakira, the famous singer, charged with tax evasion in Spain. Prosecutors say she failed to pay more than $60 million in taxes. She claimed that she lived in the Bahamas, where the tax rate is zero. Well, she really lived in Spain. You know what that proves? That proves everybody hates taxes, and everybody, and I mean everybody, wants to pay as little as they can, and liberals are a bunch of hypocrites. You want to bet Shakira's the type of celebrity that hates Donald Trump and makes fun of his tax cuts and says he doesn't help poor people? Well, she's cheating on $16 million in taxes. Same thing with U2. Same thing with the Rolling Stones. They all incorporate their bands as a business in countries where they pay zero tax on royalties. So while they're bringing in $300, $400, $500 million, they're paying zero. Then they're voting for liberal politicians who tax you to death. They're all hypocrites and they're BS artists. Number two, Washington, D.C. votes to legalize sports betting. Now, all of you, well, not all of you, many of you know, my background was giving sports betting advice. I was the number one professional sports handicapper in America for 30 years before I got into politics and started doing things like this show and this radio show, this TV show, my nationally syndicated column, my book coming out about Trump, etc., etc. But sports betting was my background. I'm going back into it again. I've got a new website, VegasWinners.com, because I saw this coming. Sports gambling will be legal in 20 states by September. It'll be legal in 30 states by the following year. It'll be legal in 44 states within 3 years, and I plan on taking advantage and providing the advice. But these guys are hypocrites. I'm a guy who believes in freedom, letting people do whatever they want to do with their own money in the privacy of their own bedroom on their own computer. That's freedom. That's why I am a Republican and a conservative and a little bit of a libertarian as well. But governments, they're all power-hungry fascists who hate you and want to steal your money and want to control your life and rule over you and never let you do what you want to do, even with your own money, and they want to steal all your own money. Yet when they find out they can make money off pot or sports gambling, they're quick to embrace it after years of saying it's terrible, it's a sin, it's horrible, we can't allow it. Now they figured out a way to make money on it, now they legalize it. What a bunch of hypocrites. Let's grab some calls. We'll take Diane in Pennsylvania on line 4. Diane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
My friend would not leave me alone until I called. She said, call Wayne Root, call Wayne Root.
Well, that's good. Tell your friend I say hi. Merry Christmas.
I cannot hear the people you were talking to because I'm not on T TV and I don't have radio, so I could only hear you talking and not the people you were talking to. So.
Well, I'm listening to you now, and everyone's listening to you, and you're on national TV, so go.
Awesome. Okay, I'll try to stay on topic. Have you ever heard the quote from Jefferson, the germ of destruction of the nation is in the federal judiciary?
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And as I'm watching what's going on here, you know, from Pennsylvania, we're like a microcosm of what's going on in D.C. because we had an attorney general here that was a political outsider, and they railroaded her out of office, and she's in jail now. I don't know if you're familiar with what happened here with Kathleen Kane.
I know that.
Yeah,
Kathleen, yes.
Yep. You know, I tried to help her. Our family members had sent me a petition to put out for her. She went on CNN, and that didn't protect her, which she was basically telling everyone, we got a problem here with organized crime in our government, and it's so far embedded. And that didn't even protect her, and they took her down. And she's not the only one. They took down two Supreme Court justices the same way that tried to rid us of the swamp here, and that was Ralph Larson and Ori Melvin.
The deep state is vicious, and their tentacles are in everything.
Well, it's coming out of Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you why I think that. You see everything being investigated except the federal judiciary. And those people never even heard of the United States Judicial Conference. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not. Educate me, but quick.
Okay.
We probably have about a minute left.
Yep.
So be tight and be concise.
Okay. So the United States Judicial Conference is, they set all the policies for the federal judiciary, and they have a committee called the Conduct Committee. So when you have a problem with a federal judge who's overreaching or unethical or whatever, it goes to this Conduct Committee, the federal judges, and the head of it is a federal judge out of Pennsylvania for the last several decades named Anthony Sirica. And so, you know, you have to look at the bigger picture here. If you're having problems with the federal judge, like these federal judges are undermining Trump's policies. And actually, it's supposed to come before the Supreme Court. Do they really have the authority to make these global orders?
No, they don't.
I
don't mean to sound mean here, Diane, but judges are just human beings who put on their pants one leg at a time, and, you know, they're in bed, and they roll over like everybody else. They're the exact same as you and me, but they put on a robe, and people think they're gods. Most of the time, they're liberal, big government losers, overeducated eggheads from Ivy League schools, just like Barack Obama. They don't know anything about anything. They've never been in business in their lives. They've never hired anyone in their lives. They know nothing about the realities of life, and they get to judge my life and yours. And let me tell you something, these judges in the district court in San Francisco, they're making decisions about national security, and they're overruling Trump, and they know nothing. And if someone gets in and kills us, and there's a terrorist attack, they should be held liable. They should be held liable for everything they got and their freedoms. But nobody does that because they wear robes. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Like, someone wears a robe that makes them important? It's a joke. What makes them better than you and me to get a lifetime pension in their $175,000 judge's salaries? And then they get that for life in a pension because they sit behind a case and judge my life and yours. Maybe there's a few good ones, but let me tell you, there's a lot of bad ones. And we're seeing that every day. They are corrupt. They are crooked. They are controlled by the deep state and the D.C. swamp. And they love the government employees. They love to keep the pensions big. Everything that helps big government, the judges are for because they're part of that bureaucracy. Thank you for the calls. We got so many people waiting. We'll get you tomorrow. Wayne Allred, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.